The epistle appointed to be read for this, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts with the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries but the same Lord, and there are varieties of workings but the same God, who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one through the Spirit is given the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing in the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the distinguishing of spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit, who allots to everyone according as he will. Thus, for this, and the Holy Gospel. Is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable also to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went back to his home justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. I do that every year. I don't know why, but it's shall be exalted. Please forgive me. And thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. There may be some truth in the fact that everybody who humbles himself shall be exhausted. At any rate, my beloved people, there is nothing in particular in today's bulletin, at least in the announcement section, that needs to be brought to your attention. There are important items, however, in the bulletin with reference to confirmation. And one is, of course, the notice, which has been in the bulletin now for several weeks, which we're all quite familiar with. There is also, it appears that there may be one or the other here or there or whoever who is discussing the availability or the eligibility of a child being presented for confirmation. We quote, therefore, in today's bulletin, a reputable theologian, and that should be, there are several besides this one, and that should be quite enough. And however, we do point out that in spite of whatever is in the bulletin, in this quotation from the theologian, that it has always been more or less the custom, at least in America, and that is that the child, the child should be about 12 years of age, plus or minus. A lot of that depends on the mental attitude of the child and the mental comprehension of the child of just what the sacrament represents and what it is supposed to be doing. So that is in the bulletin. In today's bulletin also is a request, which you can cut out of the bulletin, and please sign and present the name of the child or the person to be who wishes to be confirmed, and mail this little section to us before October the 1st. It has to be here before October the 1st. Anybody, older person, anybody at all who was baptized in other places at earlier dates, you simply have to work to get a baptismal certificate from the place that you were baptized and attach that along with this request. So we're telling you this in plenty of time. This is standard operating procedure anytime this sacrament comes up, anytime, anyplace, anywhere, anybody, to do this. So do not think that you are imposing. Ordinarily, for, again, custom, I suppose, when you do write off for a baptismal certificate, it is customary for whoever's writing off for one to send a small, I said small, small stipend to the priest that you're writing to. But I say a small stipend, I'll say anywhere from $2, $3, $4, not any more than that, unless you feel like you want to support the church. If you do that, of course, you can send whatever you wish. So do this, and that is pretty much what is necessary. Also in today's bulletin is part three, and the final part of the instructions that should be extended to the one that is being baptized, confirmed. And I caution you young ones that Bishop might ask a few questions. It's within his right and prerogative to do so. And I think that we would all be terribly embarrassed if you did not know the answer. So, but I will tell you this, that the bishop will be restricted to the questions that are on this page, on these pages that you have been given. So do this and we will proceed with confirmation. And so, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. In spite of the fact that this is certainly and without doubt my favorite parable of the entire year, and to which I enjoy most addressing myself, I think that we will leave the Pharisee alone this year. We did enough to him last year. And if you would go back to last year's bulletins, you will find the instructions that are concerning this particular parable which I think is one of the most, which is probably the foremost parable in the entire scripture. Primarily because it has to deal, as we all know, with our interior disposition. It is not in the exterior, external things that we do. It is not in the pilgrimages and the extra prayers and the this and the that and the other that we think are part and parcel with being Christian or Catholic. It is not in the exterior business. It is what is in our hearts. My beloved people, over these last two or three days, thanks be to God, I'm not complaining. Over the past two or three days, we have been flooded with good people, important people as guests and visitors. And the time over these past two or three days has been extremely burdened. And talking to these individual people that are coming from the various parts of the country, well-read, well-informed, people who move around quite a bit, it is plain and obvious that what we here speak of the interior life of the soul is unknown. And that the average person outside is so completely achievement oriented that he is completely unmindful of the necessity of the activity of the soul. As far as he is concerned, so what? I'll find out about that later. I'll worry about that tomorrow. For the time being, I have to achieve this, I have to achieve that, I have to achieve the other thing. And so we live in a world that is probably completely, or I don't want to use the word, I get tangled up in superlatives sometimes, almost completely interested only in what is in it for me, here and now. If there is an existence after this one, oh well, I'll find out about that later. And in the meantime, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. So this morning, we are here, and I'm not going to talk any longer. We are here to give a young lady a badge for this particular step in her life. We'll talk a little bit more about that afterwards. And that we should be reminded by this little ceremony that we have this morning that life is nothing in the world but a series of entrances and exits. And the important thing that we should keep in mind as far as this applies is the importance of the exit. Have I? Have I? Done any growing during the time that I spent between the entrance and the exit? Am I the same? Am I worse? Or what am I? Has my outlook been improved, or is better, or is worse, or the same, or whatever? Has my point of view, what has happened to my point of view during this particular period? So it's important. And this morning, we welcome a young lady who is about to make an exit. And while she is about to make this exit, she is also about to make an entrance. And we must pray for her. And we must pray for all those others who at various times and places have come to this point in life of stepping from one point in life to the next. It is important, and we will talk a little bit more about this a little bit later on this morning after Mass. In the meantime, my beloved people, may God bless us all.